Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Alrighty. Having some fun today. Talking Niners, Falcons. Talking a little bit about the last game in Oakland with the Raiders, Jaguars this weekend. Also talking about if you ever had a run-in with somebody famous or a celebrity and you kind of made a fool out of yourself. Or they put you in your place. Something like that. Let's go to Anthony in Berkeley. Anthony in Berkeley wants to jump in. What's going on, man?
Long-time listener, love the show, first-time caller.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, so basketball was my religion all my life, and I used to carry a basketball around in my old Subaru beat-up car. Was going to college at Contra Costa, needed to de-stress the way I do it, hit the gym, shoot threes before class. So I pull up in the parking lot in front of the gym. There's a beautiful Humvee. This top-of-the-line Humvee right next to my old beat-up Subaru. I look at that car, I'm like, one of those hubcaps on that Humvee is worth more than my whole car. Grab my basketball out, go in the gym, start banging ball against the floor, hitting shots. I'm the only one in the gym, except way on the other side is a youth camp and a couple of tall African-American gentlemen coaching it up. So I'm shooting baskets, de-stressing. Coach blows his whistle. Stop making all that noise. I can't coach my team. I look at him. I'm young, stupid, and poor. I used to be poor. So I said, no, I'm going to keep shooting baskets. I pay tuition at this college, and I was being a smart jerk. So I keep shooting baskets. Whistles at me again. Stop. Keep shooting baskets. Stubborn. Look over my right shoulder. Leon Poe standing over me. Leon Poe just got his ring with the Celtics. He goes, you got to leave this gym. You got to get out this gym. I look into his face and go, that's Leon Poe. I will leave now.
Wow.
Shooting, went back out to my car, look at that Humvee, and I go, oh, Leon Poe just schooled me.
Leon Poe, that's a great great name. Great
Leon Poe.
Got a ring.
I feel like I'm linked to him.
Why?
Girl I used to have a crush
Here
on.
Here we go.
Oh, wow.
Girl
I
used to have a crush
Confessions.
On. All right.
Had a crush on
you. Were nobody.
I am. And I definitely was a nobody at the time because I was chasing this young gal. And then I remember she was like, oh, yeah, I started dating a guy. And he's really cute. He's smart. He's handsome. I'm like, who? And it was Leon Poe.
Oh.
And then when that was over, well,
Oh, wow.
But no, Leon Poe, I was just like, oh, you dirty dog. I was happy when they lost the finals.
Look at him. Kind of like me with T.O.
Kind of. Let's go to Rob's in the city. What's going on, Rob? How you doing, man?
You parked in front of the crib.
What's up, fellas? It's your boy, Rob G.
Oh, Rob G. How you doing, man?
Yeah. I got a classic Vegas story for you guys. All right, so it's a May of 2009. It was a Mayweather-Zab Judah fight. And my cousin, he was like a MGM graphic director for all the hotels. And he takes us out that very same night. So we're going up to Tao, and we hear this kid in the back. He goes like, what? And this little John right behind me and my cousin, he's like, okay. And then that's just to top it off. As we're getting in the club, we see Venus and Serena Williams. They're sober, right? So we hear the ushers in the club. We meet Usher. Say, what's up? Whatever. Then we bounce. We go to Spearmint Rhino. On the way out of Tao, we see Venus and Serena, they're all toe up. They're like, dang. I was like, dang, look at them. You know, tennis players all messed up. Next thing you know, as we're heading to Spearmint Rhino, we see Fab getting out Spearmint Rhino. And as I walk in, I see this dude. I'm like, dude, who's that guy, right? He's got his bling bling dragon chain on, and it's Yuck. Yuck Mouth. I know. Guru and
Reggie.
I got five on it. Steiny Looney.
I call him YM.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was like, what'd it do, baby? I was like, oh shit, what's up? I'm sorry.
I mean, that's a little too close.
I got to tell you, the Williams sisters, I thought we was going somewhere.
Who's we?
Like when he was there and then he saw them after they had a few drinks, a few pops. They might have been with Drake or somebody. That's where I thought he was going.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah. We're having our own party here. I don't give a damn about that other party.
Just bring some food back.
I just want to see who's considerate enough to think about the PSG gang.
There's nobody here.
PSG gang. There. We got Spadoni on the board, technical producer. Pappas there.
And we got our listeners.
Spadoni getting passes to run for his money on the slappers.
Who's thinking about us from that holiday party? That's what I want to know. Who's going to be the considerate
Norm,
person?
My dad would say, you know what, Monte? Shut it up and do your job.
All right.
That's what Pop
we got our guy Danker, your guy Danker. Yeah. he's not only on the phone right now. Clearly he's texting also because I just got a text that says Danker has a better story. Here's the problem, Danker. We can take Danker right now. Here's the problem. Come on, nobody knows who this guy is. Go ahead. You got the floor, Danker.
Uh-oh.
Which guy? My guy?
Yeah, I think I know. Nobody knows who this guy is.
Let's hear your story,
D.
Go ahead.
I'll still slam a beer with you, Steiny.
Cool.
So I'm in Green Bay. Niners Green Bay. It was like 2011, I think. And it's like we go to whatever the cool spot is at the time in Green Bay after the game. Niners lost. It was a great game. We're at the restaurant, and my buddy's uncle, they're Green Bay people. And he goes, hey, it's Dorsey Levin and Nick Collins. My buddy and I, we've had a few too. We're all tipsy. And my buddy's like, should we go say hey? I'm like, no, don't bother them. Well, maybe if we're leaving, we run into them, we'll say something. It just so happens we're leaving at the same time. As I'm opening the door, I say, good game, Dorsey. He stops, looks at me, and goes, what'd you say? I go, good game, Dorsey. And he goes, man, I don't even look like him. And then I stop and I realize who it is. I'm like, oh, my bad. You're Ryan Grant. And his whole family was there. And everyone's laughing. And I go, oh, yeah, you run hella upright. And everyone starts laughing at him. And I'm like, sorry, I'm a Niners fan. And it was a nice interaction. But I guess if you're a Green Bay Packer fan, you have to love it. But it was a good time. And it's all good fun.
All right. Okay, Danker. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
What about a Bonte?
Yeah. Ryan Grant.
About a D-lister.
Yeah. Ryan Grant. Good back.
Dorsey can't do it.
That's actually embarrassing. Like, hey, Dorsey, good game. And he's actually Ryan Grant. I would be embarrassed. I'd want to get away.
What about your guy? When I told you I snuck into the fight, got into the fight, the lights went out. True story. You can fact check this. I'm on an elevator, and it's me and Randall Cunningham. The lights come back on, and he had just stepped away from the game, and I knew why. The great Jimmy Johnson ran a zone defense on Bonte. He was throwing interceptions in the flat. He was done. I go, you need to still – had a few. You need to still be in the league. I'm just going, you were on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Why are you now quarterback? And true story, and he's just looking like, you know, we kind of almost the same height. Like, who is this dude telling me this at the fight? And that was it. But I was passionate.
Wait,
I'm looking.
It?
Yeah, I'm about. He was.
There's nothing.
It's that.
Yeah.
There's nothing what?
There's nothing more?
That's it.
What do you want? Murder? Drugs?
It's about interactions with famous people, not shouting at them.
Well, I was coaching him up.
I got you.
Yeah. And then he came back and went to Minnesota and did what he did.
Susanna in San Francisco's got a story about a person I met. I did meet this person one time.
My favorite quarterback growing up.
Susanna, what's up?
Hi, and thanks for saying my name right.
Oh, cool.
I talked to you guys last year when I won Play of the Game.
I remember.
Oh, yeah.
How are you guys doing?
Hanging in there.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so my story is about Dan Marino, and I was going to the University of Georgia at the time. And, you know, back then, the Sugar Bowl basically decided the national championship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. So for 3 years in a row, Georgia went to the Sugar Bowl to decide the national championship, one of which we won. But the game, the last one, I think, was with Pitt. where Marino was the quarterback, obviously.
Sure.
And so our school had made these big buttons. And you know how Pitt has that cursive font?
Yes, Pitt is it.
I love it.
Pitt Panthers. I can't use a cuss word, but we made buttons with the S word.
Sure.
And we spelled the S word with two T's at the end. So we had the S word on Pitt, if you understand.
Yes, right. Of course.
I'll follow.
Okay. So we wore those buttons everywhere. We took them to the game. We were passing them out to everybody that we saw on Bourbon Street. And so, of course, we lose the game, unfortunately, and we're all heartbroken. But, you know, we're Georgia people, so we are partying on the streets of Bourbon Street after the game. And here comes Marino towards me, and I'm like, what does this guy want? And he walks up to me, and he bites my button.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah, wow. He bit my button.
And that's
button.
Not a and euphemism.
Yeah,
he literally bit your button.
He bit my S on Pitt button.
Gotcha.
And so, but you know, the thing is, he never won a ring. So
no.
There you go.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Thank you, Susanna.
Wow.
Appreciate it.
Hit the button. That's a little, yeah. I mean, if that happened today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
He would be in a little hot water.
Feels great, baby.
So,
wow.
Yeah, I'll do what you just did.
That she Your tells story. A good story. Yeah.
You want to hear about my Marino thing?
Oh, we're critiquing stories now.
No. Oh. This is kind of.
Go ahead. I want to hear about
Steinmetz telling a story like Guru.
Yeah.
So I was down golfing with a buddy of mine in South Carolina, and we were, you know, hitting balls before the round. And about four spots over, Dan Marino, and my buddy, whose name's Matt, goes over to Dan Marino and says, "Hey, what's going on, Dan?" And Dan's like, "Hey, Matt, how you doing? Haven't seen you in a while, you know," because they knew each other. And then my buddy Matt says, "Hey, Dan, this is my friend Matt." And he said, "Hey, nice to meet you."
No way.
That's it.
No. Mine was.
I mean, that's basically.
That's all he said?
Yeah, that's it. That's the point. Went, you got to have a. That's the point.
The
you got to have something.
I coached him up and he got back in the league a year later.
Got it, yeah.
Well, everything's not a joke. That's what's.
No,
yeah.
Okay.
I see what you got.
Okay, fine. It's got to have a day in mind.
I hear you.
I see you all.
It's like eating a sandwich with no meat inside. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm still. I like Susanna's story. Hell, Daddy.
You know what's funny, Goo? When we ask people who listen from the app to text in where they're listening from, you don't believe anybody.
I believe
but we
that.
Get people calling. We have no way to verify any of this stuff.
I do believe it.
But you're locked in.
No, she was on the up and up. As she said, Sugar Bowl, when it did, used to decide it, Bonte, back then.
I know
then.
About that.
Pre-playoffs.
See, now, this one, I'm going to listen, but keep the dump button ready. Joe in Alameda.
Joe Candy, Stein.
Joe Candy in Alameda. This one sounds a little fishy. What's up, man?
Thank you for taking my call. No, true story. This is 2012. I'm having a bachelor party in Las Vegas. The whole Olympic basketball team is staying at the Wynn, so it's a bachelor party. It's about 3 in the morning. We're leaving XS Nightclub. And we just hit the little sidebar for a while, and J.R. Smith comes up, and he's buying a bunch of drinks, and has about 15, 20 girls with him, and he's handing out shots, and we're partaking. He's being very friendly with us. About 20 minutes later, this elevator leading up to the suites opens up, and LeBron walks out. And I walk right up to him, and I'm like, "King, I would love a picture. I'm here on my bachelor party. We've been hanging out with JR. Is that possible at all?" And he looks at me. He's all, "Hey, if you can do this really quick, I'd appreciate it. I don't want to be down here doing this all night." So me and my group get around him. He goes to take the picture, and my buddy throws up all over his shoes, and he just walks away, and I never got the picture, but I got a good story.
Over LeBron Braun's shoes or his own shoes?
No, he threw up on LeBron's shoes.
Fellas, what you think? I think he could be a true star.
I don't know.
I mean, what could Bron do but walk off?
He usually has guards around him. Oh, and if something like that happened, like, I don't know.
I believe it.
LeBron James looks he looks like a guy who just, let him throw up on his shoes and he's cool with that.
But to make up that, Stoney, I mean, that was great. I believe the caller.
I don't know if I believe
it. I'm believing that one.
But you don't believe when somebody's listening in West Africa.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
Let's go to Billy in Benicia, and welcome to the latest edition of Believe It or Not. Billy.
What's up, guys?
That was a great line.
So is in 98, went to the celebrity golf tournament. They were playing in Genoa Lakes because the AT&T, the celebrity golf tournament Tahoe, was getting the Edgewood was getting renovated or whatever.
I'm with you.
And in Tahoe at Harris, playing blackjack with Bill Walsh.
Really?
The worst worst blackjack player ever.
Oh, my God.
That's terrible. In the high limit table, I think you can even Google that he got perched later after this thing happened. He was splitting tens, hitting like when a dealer had four showing, he was hitting four. He was hitting 14. Dealer had four showing. We're like, what are you doing? So he lost me about $600-700. And so after a while, I said, man, I got to get out of there. And I was going, this is Bill Washington. He's the genius. I go, you're the worst blackjack player I've ever played with. And then I guess a half hour later, it was a commotion. Bill Walsh got punched in the face because he was playing so bad. I think he was drunk. And I think if you Google Bill Walsh blackjack, you'll see that it was July is 98. Worst blackjack player I've ever played with. You would never thought that he would be bad like that, but he was very bad.
Hey, you know what? What do you think?
Did anything come up?
Hey, you know what? Bill Walsh punched in a casino, CBS News.
Oh, my gosh.
Harris Lake Tahoe.
Wow. Former San Francisco 49ers coach Bill Walsh was punched in the mouth by another casino patron while playing blackjack at Harris Lake Tahoe.
Yep.
Well, who would get that mad?
A 30-year-old stopped him from Bakersfield.
Winning Kurt Allen misdemeanor Lewis. Battery.
Wow.
According to Sheriff's Lewis said he was looking over Walsh's shoulder, saw Walsh peek at a face card, and jokingly told him he shouldn't do that. Lewis said Walsh got irritated, waved a hand at him, and brushed his shirt. Wow.
Wow.
Looks like
you got to Google it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? We did.
Had a swollen lip and didn't show up for the first day of the celebrity golf tournament at nearby, Genoa Lakes. You know about that?
Yes, I've played there.
All right.
I have
Genoa Lakes,
there.
Is that?
Yeah.
All right.
How do you pronounce it?
Genoa.
Maybe
Lakes.
Genoa. Well, Genoa is how you pronounce the city in Italy.
Yeah.
I think that's Genoa.
Bonte had it right.
Genoa. And you have no clue. how about this one? This text just coming in. I'm listening on the 95.7 The Game app from your Xmas party.
Read the rest.
It's lit AF here, fellas.
That's cold.
And no AF.
Who is
all
that?
Caps.
Who was that number? I don't know.
Probably Jim Richmond.
That's wrong.
This one I want to hear. Bamfer in Pleasanton. What's going on, Bamfer?
That's a true story.
I want to hear this one because this guy, I could see.
Driving on my way up to Pleasanton, I want to tell you the story of my first interaction with, my only interaction with Gary Payton, the former Sonic, the trash talker of the NBA.
Of course.
So. The year that the Warriors won the title, when they were on their playoff run, I went into the Stone Ridge Mall and he was there shopping and no one recognized him. He was in line buying a boatload of clothes. So I went up to him like, hey, I go, I loved your game and I especially loved your trash talking. He's like, hey man, I really appreciate it. And no one saw that it was Gary Payton. So then I'm like, hey Gary, who thinks going to win it this year? And he's like, ain't going to be the Warriors. And I'm like, what? I thought you were like an Oakland kid. You like the Warriors. He's like, name me a one jump shooting team who's ever won a title. And I'm like, you know what? Let me think about that. The Spurs won one, and they're a jump shooting team. He's like, come on, man. They're a defensive team. They're not a jump shooting team. I'm like, well, they jump shot three-pointers. They were good at it. He's like, nah, man. He's like, No jump shooting team's ever going to win it. And, and then he kept talking about it, he loves to talk, right?
Sure.
Big talker. So I'm like, man, I'm telling you, man, I think this Warrior team's got it. They just got the best shooters of all time, and I think they're going to do it. And I wish I can go back because they ultimately won it, and I wish I could go back and see them and say, hey, you remember that conversation and we talked about it and you said they would never win it? look what happened. They won it.
Nice job. Nice job,
Bamford. CP channeling his inner Barkley.
Wow. You know what? What if I told you that team that won it was not a jump shooting team? They're the team that spread the floor. They led the league in layups because they spread the floor so much. Not to mention, Curry doesn't even shoot a jump shot. I know. I hear you.
I know what you're doing. No.
But that was exactly what Barkley was saying. So apparently the party's going strong. Some coworkers are now texting me, and they got action. They got total action. It's overrated.
This is depressing.
It is.
This is actually really depressing that they would do this to us.
I mean,
it's just on a Friday.
All right, who do you want to hear a story about? Khalil Mack, Antonio Brown, or Richard Sherman?
Well, if Khalil Mack, somebody found him, huh?
Oh, man. I don't know. I kind of want to hear about Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Patrick and Walnut. We know everything about Antonio Brown. Hey, what's up, Patrick?
Have you seen him on Twitter recently? Oh, boy.
Yeah. Guys, thanks for taking my call. It's my second time calling you guys. I don't bother calling any other shows. So great show, guys.
Sweet, man.
So check it out. This was the holdout year during the preseason third game. Me and a couple buddies went on like a Saturday afternoon to 24-hour fitness to just shoot some hoops. And, you know, you go, I mean, Guru probably knows, you go around like 11 or 12 o'clock, you probably got like two or three like chumps running half court. And so we walk in, and right away I'm like, guys, that's Khalil Mack, that's Khalil Mack. And I went with like four or five people. And so we're like, hey, let's not bother him. You know, he's doing a holdout. I don't want any, you know, thinking like the superstitious me, if we talk to him as Raiders fans, he's not going to resign or anything like that. So we just start shooting around, and then they ask us, hey, why don't we run? And he's there with like maybe two of his buddies. I didn't recognize them. Maybe they were athletes, maybe they were just his buddies. And we're like, let's do it, right? Even if we just play them and get stomped. So his buddy's like, here, we'll split up, and two of you go with them and one of you go with us. So I was like, I was the unfortunate one that got to go with his buddies, but I was like, you know what? It's cool. I can say I played against Khalil Mack at 24-Hour Fitness. And I was playing with two of his buddies, and Khalil Mack's, like, playing off the ball, and I'm following one of my friends around, and all of a sudden he catches his lob. I look up. I'm right under the hoop. I'm getting dunked on by Khalil Mack at my local 24.
Nice.
And that was to me, like, I'm kind of embarrassed to say I got dunked on, but I was like, okay, if it's by Khalil Mack, I mean, that guy's got mad hops, and he's an athlete.
I would have hacked. Wow.
Want to shape it. So that's my Khalil Mack story. I wish it was a little bit more beneficial on my end, but we got stopped.
Not bad, Patrick. Thank you so much for the call.
I would have hacked him.
You got to be playing to get hacked.
I bet he led the league in 3-point plays.
I would have hacked the hell out of him.
Here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Coming up next, Ice Cube. The kids call him Cube.
Yay, yay.
That's all sponsored by your local Mercedes-Benz dealer.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, let's head right out to the dial pad guest line. It's a man who needs no introduction other than it's Ice Cube. Ice Cube, thank you so much for joining us. Want to talk a little Raiders with you, but first I want to touch on the three-on-three basketball league. And when you guys founded this league, I think a lot of people were skeptical that it would make it. And here we are a little bit later. And are you surprised at the success the league has had? Because I think you got something going, obviously.
I wouldn't say surprised. I think we believed in the idea of, you know, making three-on-three professional. You know, how we presented it and how we introduced it, you know, was, you know, our plan to just, you know, kind of loosen people up when it comes to the idea of it. You know, if we started, you know, just from scratch with a league, that it would be real hard. But if we grab the players, you know, and you know they still got game, you know, especially at a half court level, then we felt like we had the attraction to be able to really cement this for and make sure that it continues to grow. And, you know, we got some great things this year that I think is going to blow the league all the way out.
Give us some.
Well, you know, I got to say something.
Telling you.
Come on, Q, we need that inside info, man.
We're going to do a press conference. You know, we still get putting our ducks in a row, but
gotcha.
We're going to do a press conference. And I think, you know, each year we was able to make the league, you know, take leaps and bounds. So we feel like we still got to do that to really, you know, make sure that the league is here to stay. And, you know, it's been a labor of love. And it ain't been easy, but it's been fun.
Cube, I respect you, man. And the reason I respect you is you provided a forum for guys that don't want to hang them up. And you got so many accomplishments, music, we all know that, movies. Can you just tell me how much pride, if any, you took when Joe Johnson got called up? Because to me, it was like you were getting called up. The fact that you provided him that forum and people were dialed in, tuned in to watch Joe Still Got Game and him get that call up.
That's, man, you know, that's what it's really all about. You know, like, it's fun to see these dudes play again. But for me to see their spirit come back, to see them back into the arena and, you know, feeling, you know, real, you know, like they were when they played in the league, you know, like superheroes, you know, and putting that feeling back inside of these dudes is, you know, really something that I cherish because, you know, I sympathize with athletes who have to retire because of age. You know, I look at my career, and if somebody came to me at 35, 36 and say, you know, you're done. No more movies, no more records, no more nothing. You know, how would I feel? And that's what these athletes face all the time. So to be able to say, look, as long as you can still play at a high level, half court once a week, people still want to see you. They'll pay to see you. They'll put you on TV, you know, and you know, keep your profile up. And people will, you know, you'll keep your fans and keep your endorsements. And, you know, if you can see the future of the league, you can see the synergy going back and forth as we get younger and younger.
Ice Cube here on 95.7 The Game. Ice, man, you brought the big three out to Oakland, California a couple years ago, and I was amazed at the production, the setup. I know Too Short performed, Mr. Fab performed, everybody had a great time. So, one, when are you bringing the big three back out to the Bay Area? And two, what other big names are you working on getting guys into this league? Because I know Kobe Bryant's out there, KG's out there. I know you love to get your hands on one of those stars and have them come into the big three and really cook guys up in this half-court three-on-three league.
Of course. You know, we want guys who still have the desire to play at a high level. Now, some guys, when they retire, they're done. And I can respect that. You know, people like Kobe, you know, giving 20 years to the league, I don't expect him to want to play no more, you know. But, you know, people like Jamal Crawford and Zach Randolph and Monte Ellis and, you know, all these people are still out there that I expect to play. And we have the form, we have the platform, we have the competition.
Right.
So the league kind of speaks for itself. When you're ready to go at that level, and it's not easy, it's a whole different game. You know, you got to kind of come with a different mindset than you had when right. You play 5-on-5. So if you're ready for that and you still want to be a pro, here we are.
And I know this league is physical because we watch this thing every weekend. Man, it is. It's like going to the hood. It's like going to the playground, man. It's rough out there, and it is physical. When you're bringing this league back out to the Bay Area, because I know the Bay Area fans loved when you guys brought out the Oracle Arena.
Well, we're trying to work it out for summer 2020. We just looking at all our options and our dates, and you know, we got to lock in, you know, the TV availability with the arena availability. So, you know, it's not as easy as just picking cities and going. You know, you got to pick cities on the right day, at the right time that the TV time is available. Because CBS give us certain slots that we got to kind of fit into. Yep. So You know, we want to come back. You know, we know we got a lot of fans in the Bay. We missed it last year, but we want to come back and put on a show.
Hey, Cube, you got two women coaches, Lisa Leslie and Nancy Lieberman. And I know Rick Barry was a coach because I did a show with Brian Scalabrine, and he told me that he didn't like playing for Rick Barry. How do you get to be a coach? Do you reach out, or do they reach to you?
A little of both. In the beginning, we reached out. You know, we wanted to give our league credibility, so we wanted to reach out to Hall of Famers. You know, we didn't want to just have coaches that played in the NBA. We wanted to have the best NBA players and the best NBA minds to give our league credibility. And so, you know, going after Gary Payton, Iceman, George Gervin, you know, getting Dr. J, you know, that got the ball rolling. First year we had got Clyde Drexler. Now he's our commissioner. So, you know, getting these names really got the ball rolling. When we added four teams last year, we was able to pick up Lisa Leslie, and we was able to pick up Tiny Archibald. So, you know, it's very cool to just be able to have a league and have these guys invested into what we're doing and being able to see them competitive again, seeing Rick Barry yell at Gary Payton, or Iceman fussing with Dr. J on the sideline, really wanting to win the game, is as entertaining as the basketball.
Yeah, Q, we know you're a real fan. You support the Lakers, and I know growing up you are a Raider fan, true and true. And this Sunday, as you know, is their last game in the town. They'll be going to Las Vegas. And I want to ask you your thoughts on your team making that move and how you handled it when they moved back to the town from L.A.
It's always sad, you know, when a team moves. I still don't understand for the life of me why, you know, Oakland couldn't get a stadium done. Mm. You know, it's like tear down what's there and put up a new one right there. You know, it's kind of, it seemed like it's simple to me. And so it's a sad time. It was sad when they left L.A. It wasn't that bad because they went back to Oakland.
Right.
You know, if they'd have went somewhere else. You know, it'd have been consequences and repercussions, but you know, they went back to Oakland, so I could live with that. And you know, now they're moving to Vegas, and who knows what the future holds? You know what I mean? Who knows what that's gonna be like for the team, on the team? You know, I'm a Raider for life. You know, but it's just sad that Oakland, you know, loses Warriors and Raiders. Right. Same damn year.
Yeah. I remember your 30 for 30 Cube on why the Raiders were LA's team, and I want to know why you felt like that, because here in Oakland, a lot of people feel like it's Oakland's team, but, you know, everybody kind of tells us here, you know, Raider fans, that, hey, we're a national brand. We can go anywhere. We'll still support the silver and black. So what made you feel like they were LA's team when they first moved from Oakland, California?
Well, we felt like that Raiders represented was the same thing that we represented in L.A., the real L.A. So we didn't feel like it was our team to the sense where it's not, you know, they're not straight from Oakland. But it was our team because finally a team came with an attitude that a lot of the city had but was never promoted. You know, what was promoted was Sunset Boulevard, the beach, you know, Lakers, you know, back then it was the Olympics, you know, it was just kind of like this fun, happy-go-lucky place. And, you know, when you in the hood, you like, oh, hell no. It ain't that happy-go-lucky around here. So when the Raiders came, we finally felt like here go a team that really represent how our city really is when you go south of Pico Boulevard. So So that's why we felt like this is our team, and, you know, they represent us.
Hey, Ice Cube, thank you so much. Hey, just before I let you go, we have a text line here at the station in the 408. That's San Jose said, you know, I was going to cap on the big three, but come to think of it, most of those teams could probably beat the Warriors now. So there you go, man.
Wait a minute. Whoa. I ain't going to go that far, but we got some pretty good players that's definitely worth your time, your money.
Yep.
In the summer when it's boring, when it's, you know, when there's really no, you know, sports for basketball fans to get into. You know, summer league is over, kind of over so quick. It loses its luster pretty quick.
Right.
But the big three is there all summer, you know, with a league for you to keep your attention. The football come back around.
Hey, Cube, real quick, we have a whole saying, Guru here has a saying, put the rat on the table. And we love to put the rat on the table. When are we getting this Friday three, man? We love Friday.
We need it, Cube.
We need it, Cube, man. We've been waiting on this for years. Well, we've seen all the memes. Know, what's going on, man?
Well, I mean, we're going to put the rat on the table. It's Friday 4, y'all waiting on.
Friday 4.
Already there.
Yeah,
oh,
three's already there.
Okay.
Yeah, the Christmas edition, you know, 4.
That's my thank you.
You know, I blame New Line Cinema, people up there, for delaying this movie. I've given them two scripts that was amazing. They dragged their feet. Now John Witherspoon passed.
Ah, man.
The last script I had, they wrecked that by not doing it before that happened. So it's a mess now, man. It's damn near back to square one.
Oh, man. Wow. Oh,
every
man.
Time we come to the top of the mountain, something chop us back down and take us back to the bottom. So it's just been frustrating. And I apologize to the fans, man, that I, you know, I don't want to get arrested. But I do want to go up to New Line Cinema and do something to somebody. So it's just it's a shame because the fans really want it, and I really want to give it to them.
Well, Cube, you're doing your thing, man. We appreciate you even trying.
No doubt.
We appreciate the music that you put out, man. We all grew up listening to you, and we really love the big three and what you're doing with that, giving athletes a chance to continue their careers and still have that platform to show the nation that they can still ball. So, Cube, we appreciate the time today, man. And hopefully you're up here in Oakland for the last game in Oakland when the Raiders take on the Jags.
Man, I appreciate y'all, man. You know, keep pushing it. Thanks for the support, you know, especially with the big three. I need support from you know, sports connoisseurs like yourself. Need that support to make sure this league grows and continues to stay. Because it's fun to watch these dudes play.
Yep.
No doubt.
Thanks, Cube. Appreciate you, man.
Good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Take it easy.
All right, that's Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Let's go right to the phone lines again because we got Brad Gilbert.
Brad Gilbert.
We go from Cube to BG.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in, Brad. Brad, of course, I don't know if you say Oakland resident or Piedmont resident, but old school East Bay. We're just kind of getting people's views on the Raiders' last game, how you're feeling about it, et cetera. How are you, buddy?
First of all, tough act to follow. Listen, my fondest memories as a little kid, you know, in the early 70s when the Raiders were rocking, you know, we didn't win a Super Bowl like 72, 73, 74, 75, and we had great teams. And then finally in the 76 season, it all came together. And you know, the Warriors had won the previous year. The A's had won three times, 72, 73, 74. So that was my greatest memory of the 70s, you know, and it seemed like that dump was our dump. That, you know, we didn't know it was a dump then, but, you know, it's just great place to go. And, like, it seemed like every one of my friends, everybody was congregating to a game.
Hey, Brad, you know, I never know how to introduce you. Former tennis great, best-selling author, phenomenal tennis coach, or one of the best tennis commentators. Where do I start with you?
I'm just a career tennis dude. The older I get, the better I used to be. Happy to have a gig. Listen, I'm a lifer tennis guy, you know, a diehard sports fan.
Hey, are you going to be one of these Raider fans that no matter where they go, they're going to be your team?
1,000% when the Raiders moved in 80. I mean, literally, I've been going to the game since 66.
Wow.
And I went to a few games down at the L.A. Coliseum, and I promise you I will take a road trip next year to Vegas. Like, road trip to Vegas to go to a game? That doesn't sound so bad. I wish that we would have got it done in Oakland. I mean, I can't believe they never got it done in Oakland, never got it done in L.A. And somehow pulled it together, Mark Davis, to get it built in Vegas. I still don't believe it, but sure, I'm going to go. I mean, I'll always be a Raider fan no matter where they play. Hopefully, you know, I don't know, maybe this will be the last stop I'll see in my lifetime, but I am a Raider fan for the rest of my life.
Brett,
we will be good in one day. My son has never seen the Raiders win a Super Bowl. We went to the Super Bowl in San Diego and saw them lose.
Brad, I follow you on Twitter. I appreciate you. You never hold back, and you're honest with your assessment about the team. Now, I have to tell you, I didn't expect the Raiders to do big things after Antonio Brown left in the fashion that he did, but the Raiders were a surprise team, and it's sad they're leaving. But I want to ask you, are you disappointed in this 6-7? Did they shock you? And do you think Derek Carr is their quarterback for the future? Because I thought he was, but now I got questions.
I kind of thought, you know, 5-8, 6-7. The rookies have been way better. I thought Carr was going to be better, but I'm done with Carr. You know, it's like he's had 6 years, and he can get you some stats at the end of the game in an important game when you're out of it. He can't, you know, he needs all of the special pieces to help us win. And he's not that new modern quarterback that all of a sudden can make everybody around him better. You know, we saw Lamar Jackson last night. I mean, nothing, you know. So if it was me, I'm like, let's move on.
You know what?
Let's get a new quarterback and go from there. They got a great rookie class to build on.
Yep.
The last three second halves have put me, like, in disheveling mood. Well, when we got 60-6 in the last three games of the second half.
Man, it's awful.
And painful. But new QB would be a huge help, in my humble opinion.
And you know what, BG? I just can't stand the body language when they don't get a fourth down or a first down. And he's berating his wide receivers at tight ends. That's not leadership to be coming from the quarterback position. It's 100%, awful.
100% right. What about last week? 4th and 1. With the ball on the ground as it, I clicked TV off.
Awful, awful, awful. But go ahead, Steiner.
Hey, yeah, we got about a minute, Brad. They want me to ask you what your thoughts are on who the greatest tennis player of all time is. I could care less. The big question I have for you, you still drinking those Bud Ices?
No, I'm drinking all the fancy, like, Michael Burry lagers now. Like, you know, so my daughter made me move on. So no Bud Ice now for 2 years. I'm drinking all, like, the kind of the hip lagers, you know.
But
I'm open to any good beer, but I'm a lager guy. Greatest tennis players of all time right now are the three guys that are playing, and Rafa, Fed, and Djokovic. It's the greatest threesome in the history of men's tennis all at one time, something we'll never see probably in my lifetime. It's been just amazing to watch these three amazing players cross paths at the same time, and they're still going. 8th time in their career, they finished 1, 2, and 3 in the world. At 38, 33, 32, show no signs of slowing up, which, you know, maybe one of them's a Raider fan, too. Who knows?
Hey, Brad, thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate the favor.
And go Raider.
Good luck to you, my man.
Thanks, BG.
And you know what I got on right now? Got my Raider gear on right now.
Nice.
BG.
Nice. All right, that's Brad Gilbert, former tennis great, former great coach, best-selling author, The Inner Game, and now he's on. I mean, if you want to do those
picks, I mean, real quick,
let's do it. What are you giving up?
Falcons, Niners. All right. Bills at Steelers, Sunday Night Football.
Steelers.
Bills.
Yeah, there you are. Outnumbered.
Monday Night Football, Colts at Saints, -9.
Saints.
They're going to bounce.
Yeah, Colts are going to.
The thing is, Guru, you were like, oh, 49ers. But you're all worried about the game. You think they're going to cover the 11?
Yeah, it's not about the 11. It's about the defense.
All right.
I'll see you Monday. Right. Oh, we're going to the party.
Sherman's out officially out, by the way.
All right. When the boys are next, without Ray Ratto. So just Damon and Kolsky, thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.